I'll try today to speak further about the point we left last time with the Maase of Rabbi Rucham, when he said that when Rabbi David asked him a question, or when he wanted to ask him a question from somewhere else, that's a sign that you did not understand. And you saw also, I told you what Rabbi Haskell said. Rabbi Haskell said that whenever you thought you do, whenever you think that when you hear a shmuz about tefillah, then you daven better, then you didn't understand the shmuz, and you will never understand the shmuz. What is that? Why is it? So now, this is an unbelievable difference between what we want from listening, from understanding and from listening, and what the world wants from listening. I'm sure that there are books written with a title in the area of the art of listening. You'll find too, I didn't look for it, but most probably there are books like this, that you have a possibility to listen well to another person. So what is your agenda when you listen? When you listen, the agenda in the world outside is that you should get to the point in a very efficient way. When you listen to a person, then this person has to be known from you. When you are a good listener, you'll know after the first impression or after the first session, you'll know much more than when you are not a good listener. When you are a good listener from a lecture, and you'll be able to answer all the questions, and you'll be able to repeat exactly what he said, you are the best listener. But it sounds like from Rabbi Rucham that when you are able to answer all the questions, you are a bad listener. Something is wrong over here. Because there is a discrepancy going on. Because when you are listening in a way that you can answer all the questions, then you are a great listener. But comes Rabbi Rucham and said, no, you didn't hear anything. Yeah, well, how comes? How can that be? Yeah? So, you are the best listener in the world. No, you are not. You are a bad listener. Why? Because the agenda of the world outside is to understand the thing. In a similar way, we spoke last time about the ksil. You want to understand the thing. And when you listen well, you have a good equipment that you will understand the thing very quickly and very well. But by us, the process of listening is that I want that you should change. You should be a different person. Out of your listening, you should be a different person. So that thing, that you should be a different person, the way we spoke last time, stems from dealing with the issue, not knowing it. Dealing with the issue. That means when we are listening, we are not aiming for having all the teruchim under the belt. We are not aiming for repeat exactly what he said. We are not aiming for that. We are aiming that you have a point which very much disturbs you, which very much shows you that you have to go in the opposite direction. So when this is the agenda, when that is the agenda which you have, that you want the person to go in the opposite direction that you went till now, then giving a teretz is a real obstacle. Because giving a teretz means that you are not accepting that you have to go in a different direction. Because the teretz means the direction till now was good. Aye, there is a question. I can mitaretz that question, that the old direction still goes on. No, I want you to change. You should change the direction. And now, to change the direction, that takes time. Because changing a direction in the human being is not simply to do things differently. It is that you aim into a different way, or you're aiming a different outcome, or whatever it is. You are going for a different agenda. That's not easy. That you can't do it quickly. That takes time. It takes time of dealing with the issue. So having a teretz immediately stops that. Doing the mice immediately stops that, because you did it. Where you are, you did what you were told. That means it's not different than you are. It's where you are. Or you make a small effort and then you'll do it. No, it's different than where you are. Entirely different. Always with that I give the dugma when I tell that people should not write. Yeah? And then there are people who say they listen very eagerly and they write down you should not write. And then they read that and then it says you should not write. And then they don't write anymore. And normally then they sit in the first row next to me, excuse me, it's not you, but the first row next to me, and then they begin to listen and they want to show that they are the best Talmidim, really, Mekablim, yeah? Mischanchim, all these words, you know, they are there and they listen, and then they fall asleep, because they're not used to listen without writing, and they fall asleep, and I hate them to the bones. Really, I hate that. Why? Because are you made out of paper? Now you 15 years were used to write, and now within one sentence of Leuchter, I can blow you away and you already change your way. That's what is what I want with you listening to me. Not writing is a whole world. It's a world of concentration. It's a world of chazore. It's a world of speaking with your friend. It's a world of having that on your mind. It's a world, what do you do in the middle of the shiur? It's a whole world. Not writing is not simple action that you put the pen away and now you are okay. No, you are not. You didn't hear anything. And I tell you not to write and you take it, don't put the pen with the paper in contact as long as Leuchter speaks, you know. That is what you take from that not writing. You did not hear a word. Nothing. Gurnisht. Because you didn't hear that the world, that what you aim is a different thing. What you aim is dealing with the issue, chazal that, speak with someone else, concentrating, hearing what's the main point, what's the side point, because you can't keep everything in your head. All these things, no. That's not. It's simply not writing down. That means listening. That means not listening altogether. But the point of not listening means that you think that this thing which you are told is just within your realm. It doesn't change you. It doesn't make you turn into a different person. But the truth is, the aim of Torah in the Shetach of Avodah and the truth is in Shetach of Lomdus the same thing. Only Lomdus is built differently. It's built differently. But Be'etzem, when you are really good Lomden, then you see that the sugi you learn for real changes what you had till now. And that's a painful thing. Yeah? That's not easy. It's not only another knage. No, it's entirely different. And you are going to learn really whatever it is, then whatever it is, a real big sugi, you know, when you want to say vroy, or the chazokis, you know. Chazokis, when you learn nida in the beginning, then chazokis, yeah. And then you learn chazokis local in nida. And then you are crazy. Because you can't understand it from nida. You have to understand it from all different kinds of places. Ksuvis, and all these places where you speak of God, and then this sugi is schwer wie die Teut, you know. That's difficult, this sugya, beginning of Nida. That's not the easy sugya. But it turns over what you learned in Ksuvis, when you learned the Perik Rishon Sheni, then you learned the Chazokes. It was very clear. Chazokes is doch a mevarer in dem Sofek, you know. And then suddenly you come to Nida and you see that this is not so, this is so posh, the ganze Meise, yeah? This is so posh, you can't say a word, does it, yeah? So this is a change of a, you call that in English, I think, paradigm shift. I hate that word because it sounds like a theory of science, you know, a paradigm shift. So say paradigm shift, whatever you want. But it is, it you change your whole life, and that takes time. That takes time. Why do I know it takes time? Because when it has to change you, you are a human being. So to create a human being like you, not like you, but even the beginning of like you, takes 9 months without any disturbance. There are no other premises going on. Only what has to be included in you is there, even though it takes 9 months. Now, I am already 60, so I have included a whole rotten Leuchter, which is against what I have to change. And I have to change. That has to take more than 9 months. Because I have to undo 60 years. And you think it takes a minute. You didn't hear anything. You didn't listen. How can you change in a minute? You have 60 years on your, not shoulders, that's too nice, you know, on your face, you know. in your shtus head, you have 60 years, and now you have to change that. Are you able to change that within a minute? You are not. That takes much more than 9 months. That takes years. So you have to deal with that. And when you do it, you lose it. So, of course, now you have to listen too. Of course, it's not when you do it, you lose it, that's a prescription, like a doctor's prescription. Of course you do things, but it's not the attitude that it calls for doing. It calls for dealing with a thing. That's the point. That is the point of listening, which is diametrically opposed to what's going on in the world outside. What you have in the world outside, the whole art of listening in the world outside, is that you, in a what quicker way, are coming to the correct conclusions. Then you are a good listener. Yeah? Everywhere, in music too. I have it in music, when I may say that, you know. When you play Bach with a violin, then you have to, it's a question how you make this connected, the different notes, you know. And I hear that. Once in a while, I saw this ball, wow. But I can't tell you that, because you don't hear that. You don't know what to expect. But I hear that immediately. I'm a good listener. I listen well. But you know, there's not this partita or this sonata from Bach doesn't go in my head for 20 years. No! It was B'shas Maise. B'shas Maise, I hear that, and wow! And that's it, I heard. It's not on my mind anymore, I'm not crazy, you know. No, it was at B'shas Maise. When I hear a lecture, and they understand it well, I heard the lecture, understood it well, that's it. Okay? And I don't want you to do that. I want you to walk away, and there is something which is very disturbing, and you deal with it. You are not betaretz that, you don't ask questions. Perhaps you ask questions because it itches you, but you don't ask questions in order to give an answer. You ask questions in order to explore where is that negeya, sure. But you don't want an answer, you don't want an answer, that's not the point. Because wanting an answer means that you put that back in the old mahalach and then you are gone. Then the whole agenda is out of the window, not there anymore. Huh? So this is what good listening means. So now you understand that good listening is a whole work. It's a whole work. It's a whole world opening up in front of you. That you have things which you are told, which you can't immediately classify. You don't know. Where is that? Huh? You can't know. Because perhaps it's Nagia here, perhaps it's Nagia there. Let's see. Let's think about that. That's his bonus. That is the inner core of the altar. The altar von Kelm says that. It's a well-known altar von Kelm. The altar von Kelm says that. He says it in Chochmo Musar. It's a Chelek Aleph. First Chelek. Amud Chof Vov. And I will read you, I will tell you explicitly where is that word. I will read you all the words. But it's unbelievable. Normally I don't read the word like this because I skipped here. Because inevitably, someone will have a kasha then. You'll see it. But it's, again, out of the same reason that you don't want to change. There's something challenging over here going on, and you don't want that. Yeah? Let's see. We didn't speak about that all the last time, no? No. So it says like this. V'oitzi legalis ato mashoyo etzli soit komus, zeyoysomi esrim shono, kemidu mekorob l'shloishim shono. So he was chewing on that 20 till 30 years. Yeah? 20 till 30 years he was with that thing walking around. B'yoshi bezager, hoyo'os shom admor, Reb Yisrael, hoyo shom Rosh Hashone, Rosh Hashone minyan bifnei atzmoi. He made his own minyan. V'shomati v'mene dovor masho omar li la'atzmi, he spoke to me, perhaps we'll speak about that still, he spoke to me, v'loy shom ha'shom odom. V'yivalti b'zei ma'oid mo'i, ki l'nishma kazois, v'l'roisi ma'oilom zois b'shom seifa. It was unbelievable, and I was very much touched. That's very important. For sure, you are not listening in an intellectual way, which it doesn't is not negiah to you. No, you are touched. It disturbs you. It really disturbs you. It's really something which stirs you up. For sure. Yeah? When yivalti me'oid me'oid. When he says me'oid me'oid, the altar means that's for real. Yeah? Okay, the altar didn't use one word. When he says me'oid me'oid means he was really shocked, you know, like paralyzed. Okay? V'machbas ki evanti ke lo yovin zois lehispoil mizei harbe mo'id kasher ani nispalti. The person will not understand it, that he should be touched from that. That's the point. The way I was touched. The altar was touched from that. Yeah? It's not the gaze, not the intellectual listening, that you are listening something and now your intellect, no, that's gurnished. That's even out of the picture. No. You listen and you are spoiled. It touches you. You are scared or whatever it is. But now, because I understood that others won't be spoiled the way I was spoiled, touched like this, I didn't tell it to anyone till I find someone to speak to. Once I spoke it out to someone which is a big man in Torah, and he has a Musar of Achleuket Arkeinu, V'Rishi Kiloy Hevinzois. And I saw that he didn't understand anything. He was not this poor. It didn't make any Roshim on him. So what is? And the Mumishal Yovinzois, the one which doesn't understand it, Layasol of Roshim Klau. Doesn't understand it, it makes no Roshim on him. It just doesn't do anything. Whenever you don't understand, it doesn't do anything. Kileze, why? In order to understand, when you understand it really, that's what I told you beforehand. The agenda of Rabbi Saul was that the altar with that has to change his ways 180 degrees. And now he says, it's a very difficult thing. And that's why he is not ready to hear. Because he is not ready to change. He doesn't want to change 180 degrees. Mele, his heart is not wanting to hear that. And then he says, the way you say to a person a very deep concept, and then he says, this I heard already when I was 5 years old. You know, what do you want from me? And then you see, he didn't understand anything what you spoke. Something like this. Because he doesn't want really to listen, because when you would really listen, then he would have to change his life 180 degrees. But that's what is included there. That's what I told you. The agenda is that I want you to change. Yeah? And now I want you to change, but you don't want to hear that, because you can't. And now he says, the way we said what the Chazal meant, al ma'aviren al daito v'adas koinei. So that's already a pshat in the Chazal. I don't know what he means exactly, doesn't say, but I would try to say that he means that when you see once, I have nothing against people over here, I want to be very, I have good friends and I have people which have big tzolos. So that's not the point, I laugh about them, bichlal not. There, and I really won't try to be noisy bolim chaveira with them. But once when you see someone which has tzolos, that's his surim, Chazal speak about his surim, that he has tzolos, and then he begins to do awkward hishtadlus, you know, or he begins to be very much frum, and very much, you know, like not 100% normal, you know. You saw that once a day, really, now stiff, and okay, I understand that, I have nothing against that, I understand that happens. But Mavirna is a daiter, means that he does things which are not so sichlistic, and Aldas Koiner means, it's not only I think like this, the Beroilum also thinks like this, because he sent me the Yisurim, Weisserois Ermeinte Seuchet, you know. So Mavirna is a daiter, Aldas Koiner. Same thing, that's what he means. Same thing is, when you hear something, which I mean a very deep thing, but you are not willing to accept that, then you say, Aloichter say the Stuss. And you know what? Chazal also said the Stuss. Yeah? It's garnished. The whole thing is garnished. Yeah? So that's what you do. It's a Mavirna is a daiter, Aldas Koiner. That's the same thing. And now he says, I did understand what Rabbi Saul wants from me. And I, yes, was nispol. I was touched. And I was afraid. And I understood Rabbi Saul. Why? Why? So why did he understand? He says you can't understand because you don't want to change your life. When you understand these things, you have to change your life 180 degrees. But you don't want to understand that because you don't want to change. So why did he understand? So normally, you would say, the altar says, because I am willing to change. Yet that he doesn't say. No. The altar will not say, but I, Baruch Hashem, such a big person, I'm really so willing to work, I'm really ready to change. The altar will not say that. He will not. So what does he say? And now I read all the words. Now comes the word, which normally I skip. Because now he says, Zois, vayavamti zois, why? Ki ba'avoinoisai horabim, with my all of my avoinis, ani murgal, I'm used, shalayatimu masai imdati. I'm used to that, that my actions don't fit my seichel. So v'meila, I wasn't pressed to do. So v'meila, I was able to understand. That's what he says. Okay? So over here he says explicitly that in order to understand, you can't do it immediately. That will disturb you. Adrabe, you have to understand the thing and deal with it in here. You have to deal with it. How long? 20 till 30 years, the way he was, you know? Deal with that. Because to make a person is not through that you simply make an action for a thing you heard. No, you have to deal with it. So why do I skip about that Avoyin Yisrael Rabim? Because inevitably, when I read Avoyin Yisrael Rabim, someone will get up and says, but the altar said Avoyin Yisrael Rabim, so it's not a good thing. I read that between us, because I read all the words normally, so I read that word, so there's always someone comes and says, Avoyin Yisrael Rabim, so that's not a good thing. That's only because you now don't want to deal with that. Because you say, attack is more than ourselves. Oh, but you know what? Sigur nicht. The Walter Alter sagt, the Baba in Yisrael Rabbi. So why is it Sigur nicht? But then you can't learn. When it's the way you say, that he says Baba in Yisrael Rabbi, so what did he say? What did he want to tell you? Then he doesn't say anything. He only says like this. I am used in all of the areas of my life that my seichel is not fitting my maisim. That I'm used all over. That's a bad thing. But in the issue of listening to Musar, that's the way to do it. That's what he says. Yeah? That is what he tells you. I am used in all of my areas that my maisim are not fitting my das. That's bad. But in the work of listening to the Rebbe, when he wants you to change, that's the way to do it. That you are not forced. And you are not pressed to do anything. But you are pressed to understand. You are misspoiled. It's on your mind. When that doesn't happen, then you didn't hear anything. No. When you hear, you are nivhalti me'oid me'oid. And when you hear, misspoiled, I am touched, I'm afraid. But I don't do. I do not. But I deal with the issue. And then, change is able to happen. Yeah? Sure. That is the altar. You see, that is an entirely other agenda of listening that we are used to. And you see, this is a culture clash. That is exactly what we spoke last time. When you spoke, we have to deal with it. So the dealing with an issue is very much connected to how you listen to. When you are in the mode of thinking, like we had the Xil, then you don't have that. You don't listen and don't not do it because you want the maskole. So you want to reach that maskole. So now you have a teretz. You are happy till the shomayim. It's a shvere chazal. I was with teretz that. But then you are not influenced by that. No, you don't go for that. You are dealing with the issue which is in front of you, which has no teretz, but it's shver and it hurts, and that's the way you deal with it. And then you grow, and that is the agenda of the people speaking. That's what the altar says, yeah? It's all the same thing, but that is a different agenda altogether. But the agenda is that you have to change. Then you can't do it, and you can't give a teretz for everything. That's a sign you didn't hear, yeah? It's a very big difference in the culture, yeah? Very big. An extremely big difference in the culture of listening, which we have, and what's going on outside of the Olam HaTorah. Now, we are about to lose that. There are several reasons for that. But we are about to lose that. And we are about to lose that because once, what people did, that's why they expected from the people to detect that this thing goes against the grid. They expected it from the people. That's why, for example, Rav Chatzkel Levenstein spoke in a Shitrasik way, so boring, you know, always the same things. But it's not true. He said very different things. But you had to detect them with your ears, listening very well. Where is that nekuda which will change my life? Because that's part of the listening process. Today, when you do that, you'll reach nowhere. Because people are not used to listen like this at all. Yeah? You're used to listen with very small ears. Very wasi muchach bidyuk, you know? That's what you hear. But you don't hear that this whole sugya, a whole world, you don't listen like this. So Meile, it's a very difficult thing that you should detect yourself that there is a new world coming in. That would be a good thing that you should have that. Yeah? That is a good thing that you would listen with bigger ears. That's a whole world. But we don't have that. Today, that is, Echot Bil, that's not so a common thing. That you listen well to what is said. You mostly, what is expected, that you remember what was said, and you can chazer it, and you can even emphasize that that's the Ikrat, that's the Tofel. Then you're already mamash kevaldi. But you don't hear that there's a whole world there, you know, that you visited the whole world. That's very difficult today. So that's why, today, people don't speak like this. You don't speak in that way. Elamai, most of the times when you hear a shmuz, then you hear sichas chizuk v'zeirus. Yeah, sichas chizuk v'zeirus means I am assuming that you know where to go, and you are lacking the energy. And then I give you a chizuk. That's what a chizuk means. A chizuk means that the direction is clear, but you are lacking fuel. I give you fuel, and then you are going. That's sichas chizuk. But man, the truth is, you don't know where to go. I hold you have to go the other direction. That's not a sichas chizuk. But normally today, it's a sichas chizuk v'seirus, the same thing. They even once wrote that underneath my name. Ruben Leuchter gives a sichas chizuk v'seirus. I don't know when I was that time, that mean. And I had the whole shmuz going, why it's a bad thing to say sichas chizuk v'seirus. I don't know whether I did that then. But next time they didn't write that, you know. That if she's right, but it's, no. I'm not coming to give you a chizuk, you know. No, I'm coming to think together about the issue, which most probably there are things there which you didn't think and I didn't think, because that's what Torah is about, yeah. So, but that was normally go sichas chizuk v'seirus. Or you have big goyness, and then you make a puzzle, and you ask questions, and you give unexpected answers. That was going on too, you know. It depends on which level. You take a maral with the other maral, and then, meiradik, I found the teretz. Or you take a gorn and the other gorn, and then it depends in which level you are dealing. And then you make a puzzle, and then when the puzzle is made with your unbelievable teretz, everyone is happy, and nothing happens. Gurnisht. Shum davar. Only the teretz on the shtikel teretz. But nothing happens. Because in that way, nothing happens. It can't. It's not shayach. It's not shayach that you as a person will change out of a teretz in maral. It's not shayach. Only when that is on your mind. And when you are so big that the maral is on your mind really, then I am really standing up in front of you. Because that's a big madrega. That you are occupied and disturbed by a maral. There are people like this, which they are occupied by that. They are living that thing and it disturbs them. But most of the people are not occupied with that. They are having a hanoe out of the barak. Yeah? So Meile, what happens in the tzibur, and that we all experience, what happens in tzibur, that most of the things which happen are predictable. Yeah? Because nothing changes. It's all predictable. Yeah? And that is terrifying. That, for me, is one of the most terrifying aspects of what I see, what's going on. That everything is predictable, you know? Everything. You know, I even predicted, I myself, I am a good, I have this newspaper since it began. I still pay for the Meiselgeld, the Yatid Neman, I think so. But it was since the Stiebel I have that, you know? I'm a very old Manui on the Yatid. So I knew it beforehand. I knew that. I told the person that when there will be rain, there will be a picture in the Yated Ne'eman from a car which is swapped away, and the next thing it says, Gishmei Broche v'chol richvei oretz, v'chol rachav oretz, and there is a car which goes fighting. That will be for sure. And it was! It was! That was happening! I knew it beforehand. I said, it's predictable. It's everything predictable. Even that shtush is predictable. Everything is predictable. You know what will be there. You can take the last year's katavah, put it today, you know. Then my wife had a good idea. She said, you don't know. In that car there was a non-kosher telephone. So that's okay. You know, that's kishve bro. So that's why you say that's kind of mishwissen, you know. But it's rashtus, you know. You say kishve bro, and someone lost a 20,000 shekel, and you make a picture of that. Bist doch nicht normal. I know they are not normal, and they are not normal. And it happened. It was predictable. And it's everything predictable. You know what will be, you will be told before Chanukah, and you know what will be told after Chanukah, and you know what will be told b'shas Chanukah, and you know what you will be told before Purim, and you know what will be told to b'shvat, and you know what will be told before Pesach, and you know what will be told Shavuos, and Sfiras Ha'omer. You know already everything. It's a disaster. No. Torah wants you that you hit the wall and you have to change direction. No. Why change direction? Why should I change direction? Why should I do that? It's all clear, Mirosh, no? Nothing clear. That is the agenda of listening. Okay? That's the agenda that we see by the altar. That's the inner core of Rabbi Ruchem and Rabbi Chatzke. But you see the altar, same thing. So I think this is a very essential part of what we are speaking, that we have to deal with a thing in order to grow. We do not have to know it. We have to deal with it. And now this whole Mesilas Yeshorim, that the Chazorah, the Hasmodeh, and not the knowing it does the job. It's the Chazorah's what, it's a very deep thing. Yeah? So that is what I want to show you in this altar. I think it's an essential part. Next time it goes one step further, I think, when that's interesting, but I think it's an interesting Nekudeh, yeah? It's an interesting thing to deal with. Yeah. Now you have to deal with that. It's uncomfortable. Yeah. It's uncomfortable. I know it's uncomfortable. Yeah. But that's what it is. That's what's happening. Yeah. Okay. So we'll see next time how we go further from here. Atkam.